Hello, and welcome to Chatterbox, the talking newspaper for Norwich. This is edition 2168, and it was recorded on Thursday the 28th of April 2022. And this week, it's a welcome from readers Bridget Cook and James McGarry. Today, we have our usual mix of items, news about the city and some letters to the evening news, and a feature in this first part about the Norwich pleasure gardens of the past.
Hello, this is James, to start off our first batch of news items. A big change to the city centre shopping scene as Morrison's supermarket moves into the former Topshop premises in Gentleman's Walk, and the new home of the Guildhall Tesco's takes shape. An innovation, too, on the A47, as a totally electric charging station opens for its first batch of motorists looking to fill up. That, and a shake-up in the fire service and the retirement of the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital chair, and it seems there's a fair amount going on in the city. First, Morrison's. The former Topshop in Haymarket is to become a high-end supermarket. The unit, which has been vacant since the firm went bust in lockdown, will be turned into a new Morrison's, focusing on market foods and posh lunchtime snacks. The retail giant already has a superstore in Riverside, but it is believed their new offering will focus on lunchtime market. High Street expert Joshua Bamfield said, "This is very good news for Norwich. It's exciting. Morrison's is a brand with a lot of money behind it, meaning that this will be a venture the business is determined to make a success of. It will bring people back to the city centre."
Aerial photos show the scale of a new high-tech electric vehicle charging forecourt near Norwich. GridServe at Broadland Gate Business Park near Postwick is one of four electric vehicle charging centres in the east of England. The forecourt includes an M&S Food, a Costa and a WH Smith, and can provide up to 350 kilowatts of high-power charging for 22 vehicles. It has six low-power charging bays and eight bays for the Tesla supercharger network. Toddington Harper, chief executive of GridServe, said, "GridServe's Norwich Electric Forecourt will prove there is another choice for drivers. We're creating an electric vehicle charging experience that is fundamentally better than filling your car with carcinogenic petrol or diesel. With the development and opening of the new forecourt, the initiative has created more than 25 full-time jobs through the design, engineering, construction and operation phases."
The chairman of the region's largest hospital is stepping down from his role due to ill health. David White, a former Norfolk County Council chief executive, was appointed chairman of the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital Board in June 2019. However, he will not be seeking a second term in the role after the end of May due to a serious health condition. He said, "The recently confirmed reoccurrence of a serious illness that had been in remission for some time is now causing me ill health, and I am very disappointed that I won't be able to continue working at the Trust. It has been a great privilege. These have been, and continue to be, very challenging times for our hospitals. But the fact I have enjoyed my time as chair is because we have such amazing, dedicated, professional and caring staff." Sam Higginson, NNUH chief executive, said, "We are very sorry David is leaving and we wish him all the very best with his ongoing treatment. We want to thank David for his leadership and the support over the last 3 years."
A major shake-up of Norfolk's fire service could see some fire stations closed and new ones opened. Fire chiefs had launched a review of their resources to assess whether any changes are needed to keep pace with the county's new housing developments and new roads. They want to establish whether the current network of 42 stations are in the best locations to provide the cover needed in case of fires and other emergencies. The review forms part of a 3-year Community Risk Management Plan, CRMP, and will involve coming up with a number of options the public will be asked about. Officers at Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service, part of Norfolk County Council, said it was too soon to say what proposals could emerge from the creation of the new plan. A county council spokesman said, "We are exploring options to ensure our resources are best aligned to match the risk and needs of communities. The role of the service is changing, as is the infrastructure of Norfolk, with developments such as housing developments and new and improved roads. One of these is the Third River Crossing, which will mean that our Galston and Great Yarmouth stations will be close together. A key issue to be explored is maximising the service's resources to focus on prevention. Traditionally, fire resources were about responding to emergencies, but in recent years, much of the service's focus has been on protection and prevention, to make sure fires and other emergencies do not happen in the first place. The plan could seek to refocus community safety work to educate the public. The inspectors are due to publish their findings in the next few months. When the service was last inspected in 2019, inspectors said it was not good enough and rated it as requiring improvement, which led to the development of an improvement plan.
The countdown is on for the opening of a new city centre shop which will house a supermarket giant that has moved down the road. Work is underway for the opening of the new Tesco Express store in Norwich's London Street, with a date now confirmed. Formerly home of British textile design company Laura Ashley, the premises will be welcoming customers from Friday, May the 27th. Workmen can be currently seen spotted working on the site, which was previously boarded up in January to prevent homeless people sleeping in the doorway. The move comes after Tesco announced it will be closing its Metro store in Guildhall Hill in May. A neighbouring business also submitted public comments as part of the application, raising concerns over the perceived lack of loading bay space surrounding the site. But planning officers recommended that the application was approved by the City Council, which was the outcome. Stephen Gurney, Executive Director for Norwich Bid, said, "What is happening to that area of the city is obviously positive, with a new 91-bed hotel added to the leisure accommodation, while Tesco's will be able to retain their provision."